The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hey there. This is Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Festival, and we'll talk about our experience seeing Back to the Future at the Weinberg Center here in Frederick. It was awesome. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Hey there. Welcome to the show. I'm Justin, and I'm excited to be back. Hey, Sean, are you excited to be back?
I am excited to be back.
Colin, are you excited to be back?
Eh.
Don't make me turn this thing around.
Ooh. I'm just kidding.
Start this thing right over.
Of course I'm excited to be back. Why wouldn't I be excited?
It's a thrilling time. I'm sure all of you saw the promo. If you haven't, look it up on our Castwave Studios site, because it's awesome.
It were funny.
We are funny. We're funny.
That's funny. I'm funny.
It were funny for us.
And play more.
You didn't enjoy it so much.
And play more where that came from.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to do more.
Probably more.
More things in front of a camera. I'm still unfamiliar with the concept, but apparently there's this technology where light enters a lens and somehow captures what's in front of it.
Yeah. Somehow. I think light emits around it, and it's a complicated process. It really is.
Yeah, I'm not a film biologist. I don't understand film the complicated inner workings.
Film biologist?
Like film as a living creature? Like
it
the
is.
Film is an organism?
You have to let it breathe.
Oh, it's a chemical, but it's an organism? Like there's cameras out in the wild? Like you have to hunt them down or like an African safari?
I'd watch that.
Like Pokemon
I'd watch
Snap,
that.
For example?
Oh, Pokemon Snap.
Oh, shit. Now, why'd you have to bring that up?
Well, I can get everyone if they're wondering why,
we haven't
done this in a while, it's because Sean's been playing Pokemon Snap, and we've been egging him on.
No, and you've been playing Skyward Sword.
I just started playing Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
And I had to look up a walkthrough.
And Shinobi 3.
The first puzzle of the first dungeon.
Wow.
Does that mean that I'm getting old, or that these games are getting more obtuse?
They're both.
A little bit of both. Column A and column B.
But more column B, though.
Now I understand what you meant. You said you got stuck in the first dungeon.
Yeah.
I was going to laugh at you and be like, Sean, that's pathetic. But you probably figured out that stupid thing with the eyeball before I did.
Oh, I did.
Whatever. Let's not get into it. Wii Motion Plus is a joke.
There's no plus about it. It's obvious that it's flawed.
Yahtzee was right. It's still bullshit.
The plus sign just means additional frustration.
Or additional money paid to Nintendo for shit that doesn't work.
There you go. Notice that Nintendo is the only company still making you buy stupid peripherals.
That don't work.
Peripherals.
Your peripherals.
Yeah. It's a stupid word.
I want you to buy your peripherals.
I don't want to say it.
Want you to use
anymore.
Your peripherals.
So, let's not talk about peripherals, because I'm just going to make
peripheral
that word even worse.
Okay.
Instead, let's get on with our show.
Okay.
So, there is an exciting opportunity for all of you in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area coming up next week, next weekend, October 5th through 7th, called the Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Festival.
Yeah,
and it is necessary to say it with an accent.
Is it really?
A Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Festival.
Sweet Tea.
My name is Paula Dean, and I have butter in my sweet tea.
Yeah, we can't guarantee that Paula Dean will be in attendance, but you'll probably see a bunch of ladies who look like Paula Dean.
Yeah, so, they're always around, and around.
They like to hang around.
Colin's wincing at the.
What?
It's so hot. Milk was a bad choice.
She can take it. She's rich.
She's got diabetes.
You know, you can take it all.
Hey. Not until we sell out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'll let you know when it's time.
Okay. For those who are just tuning in, which I don't know why I even said that, because this is a podcast. It's not even radio.
Yeah, technically, let me live
my lie. So for those of you who are just tuning in here on the FM radio station,
you're just joining us. We're here in the studio.
We're speaking
no guests,
of Stephen and the Hawkins. The actual reference is from a song by Stephen the Hawkins called "You Can Take It All," and we had this basic. Oh, I'm just gonna go off the accent because I'm tired of doing it, and it was scrappy anyway.
Commit to the bit.
Well, anyway. One day we were joking around with the idea that you know, if a car salesman offered to use our song and we had to play during a commercial, "You Can Take It All," it is probably one of the best songs to do that. And right there, I had to tell you what, I don't know why I went so southern with it.
Catchy.
It must be that sweet tea.
It's catchy and repetitive.
Yeah.
It's catchy, it's repetitive, but unfortunately the joke stops being funny once you have to explain it. So
yeah.
Now it's lost on everyone.
Well, no, I had to explain it because, you know, only us get it. And like,
just like
this
podcast, it stops being funny when you have to explain what a podcast is.
Yeah. Well, it's a flat audio file that you can put on your iPod.
So, Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Fest 2012, next weekend, Friday, October 5th, Sunday, October 7th, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Go to www.stppfest.com for details. Look up the STPP Fest event page on Facebook. Follow at STPP Fest on Twitter.
Tweet.
Wait for it. Tweet.
There we go.
I don't have the headphones. I don't know if you played it. Should I stall for time?
Wait, stall for time.
Tweet.
Okay, go back.
No.
Trust fund.
So,
God damn it, Colin.
Trust fund.
There you go.
Well, I'll just tell you now, Sean, just to save you a lot of trouble. If you don't have to play every sound effect that Colin says, he's gonna. That's how he's gonna try and get you.
Because
I know
the thing. He wants to play.
Well,
them.
If we're going into BGN on vinyl, which is now called, are we transitioning into that segment?
Oh, I completely forgot to say that.
Yeah, you did. You just went right into it.
I was eager
to get
started.
How
do people
going to know what part of the show they're listening to?
Has anyone seen my John Varvatos iPod case?
Don't do it. You don't have to. Feel pressure.
But I want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the sad thing. I'm just as fucked up as he is.
Right, you two are in cahoots.
High five.
We made a high five.
You really should not be the person running this soundboard.
You know what? Unfortunately, he is.
I am.
Don't.
I'm the audio guy.
Okay, just a quick lesson.
I can take my H4N and take it somewhere else.
Just a quick lesson, anyone out there who wants to do their own podcast. Well, two lessons. One, don't. But two, don't give the soundboard duties to someone with poor impulse control.
Obs.
There we go. So he said obs. So.
I can't hear the shit. It's not fair. All right.
Now it's time for BGN on vinyl, which is truly
vintage.
You're listening to BGN on vinyl here from Castwave Studios.
The AAS played in my living room in 2001. So
Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie Fest will be bringing you over 200 awesome bands over the course of 3 days from DC, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, Texas, and beyond. For a 3-day music festival across multiple venues around Adams Morgan, U Street, Shaw, Cleveland Park, and more in our nation's capital, Washington,
yeah.
D.C.
It's pretty impressive.
Now, if you only go to one of those days, stop and rethink your schedule because you should be going to all three. But definitely go on Saturday, October 6th, head over to New York Avenue Beach Bar, which is a bar that has been made to look like a beach in the middle of the city. I looked it up. They trucked in over 70 units of sand. I don't remember what the units was. I was going to say tons, but that seems like a lot of sand. They trucked in some amount of sand all the way from Ocean City, dumped it on a parking lot.
Ocean City. Man, I hope nobody walks barefoot in that shit.
There'd be a lot of cigarette butts probably.
You mind if I play a little bit Stephen Hawking's Under the As Bed of Music there?
You know, you should play that for our break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just play it during the break.
Which song you want?
Stargazing.
Stargazing?
Well, you should play You Can Take It All since we've already referenced it several times.
I like Stargazing, to be honest.
Well, we did reference You Can Take It All, and they could have to understand the reference. And I do agree with
also,
Justin.
Also,
okay, fair enough.
Also, it's my segment.
Yeah.
It's his segment, too.
There we go.
Yeah. Two against one.
I still love you, Colin.
Thank you.
So, here's the way that STPP Fest is going to work. A festival of this magnitude with this many bands obviously cannot be contained to just one venue. So it's going to be all over the place, many different venues, all 3 days. And how are you going to figure out which ones to go to? Well, I'll tell you which ones to go to. Go to New York Avenue Beach Bar on Saturday, October 6th, because Stephen and the Hawkings is going to be playing there.
Oh, yeah.
Hooray for personal plugs.
From 250.
It's our show. We can plug what we want.
Exactly.
We can do what we want.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
From 250 to 320 p.m., Stephen and the Hawkings from Frederick, Maryland will be playing. And our friends Black Checker will be playing from 430 to 5.
That's on Saturday. We're also playing, I don't know the time exactly, but they are playing Friday, October 5th. At Old Dominion Brew House.
I believe it's at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah, I would say go check Black Checker out. Black Checker is a phenomenal group.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of different venues to choose from, and the great thing is that it's all free.
Oh, I'm sorry, not to interrupt.
For free?
Also, not to interrupt again, but also another group of friends from the show, Three Red Crowns, playing on Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're playing at the Mood Lounge from 4:30 to 5. I'm almost positive that's the time.
See, I wasn't even aware of that. So
yeah.
This is a breaking update.
Well, they were a little unsure as to how many of them could actually make it. So right now it's kind of up in the air whether it's going to be Three Red Crowns or Super Sharpshooter. As of right now on the website, it's listed as Three Red Crowns.
Either way,
it's going to be fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Whichever one you get, you're getting a great show.
Indeed. So.
All of these shows are free, by the way. But that being said,
there are a few that aren't, but the showcases cost a little bit of money.
There are some showcases, some special showcases, but the regular sets are all free. You're not going to find a better value of music and local music, music that you should be supporting. And that brings me to donations. This is a fairly new festival. And they would like to be able to actually pay the bands, every band, including us, which would be cool.
It would be nice.
Even if they don't, they're feeding us for free.
Mm-hmm.
Special thanks to Secret Lounge.
Yes.
For sponsoring all the bands with food and beverage.
Yes. Also, if you go on Facebook.com and like Secret Lounge.
Yes.
And DC.
Definitely like STPP
Fest.
Fest.
STPP Fest.
I don't remember how many I'd said.
Quite
like them
you.
On Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. Go to their website and go to their Eventstir page. That's Eventstir. Eventstir.
Like stirring an event.
Yeah, it's like Kickstarter, but it's strictly for events, not for independent causes.
Which
but.
You'll find a handy link there. You go to www.stppfest.com, right on the front page. In the top right corner, the first thing you'll see is a big old blue button that says Register Now. Click that. That will take you to the Eventstir page. And Eventstir is basically Kickstarter, but just for events. So you have 3 different levels of donation. Sweet Tea for $1 gets you a wristband for entry and an official STPP sticker. A $5 pumpkin level gets you wristband, sticker, and a bottle opener, and then the $10 pie level gets you wristband, sticker, and the official t-shirt, which is awesome. Colin, tell them what the t-shirt looks like.
The t-shirt is basically, it's a lumberjack pieing a grizzly bear. It's a pumpkin pie, He's pieing the bear in the face, and the bear is holding a glass of sweet tea.
It is a joyous, epic image.
Indeed.
Yeah, I love it.
And, you know, I thought that, you know, it was just the wristbands. I just thought, you know, were just there. It turns out if you have a wristband, any of these venues, you get to go right in.
Yeah, you will. You can circumvent the lines. Skip the lines. So,
you
that's
walk
the thing
up
about free shows. Lots of people go to them.
Yeah, but if you're one of the proud few who paid for that wristband, you're getting past everybody.
And you will also have the pleasure of knowing that that money is going directly to the bands. There's no middlemen taking a chunk out. So, donate at theeventstir.com page. Go to stppfest.com and come down to DC. Check out us and all the other great bands from all over the place. I mean, let's just our lineup. We're playing with people from the North Carolina, New York, Richmond, Virginia. We have people from Chapel Hill, all over the place. A couple Baltimore bands. It's gonna be a great time. So I know I'm psyched about it.
I'm
I
psyched.
Bought my T-shirt, Con. I know you bought your T-shirt.
Hell yes.
Con, did you buy your T-shirt?
I haven't bought it yet, but I'm in between, you know, jobs.
Shame on you.
Obviously.
Shame on you.
Economic hardship, man.
I don't even have a job.
Dude, I'm on unemployment.
Well, you have savings. You're Jewish.
Don't bring that into it.
Wow. We didn't pull the belt, Sean.
Slowly.
Let's just lay out all our cards on the table right at the beginning. Yeah. You're listening to a Jew,
Hi.
Everybody.
Oh, no.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, no. I feel obligated. No, but I'm getting it soon.
Yeah. Okay. Just make sure you get it before this weekend, because once this weekend is, I think Friday, as officially as of either Thursday or Friday, I don't remember which, but the shirt comes off the event store page and you actually have to pay the full price for the shirt, which is $20.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, you might want to do that soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a little break. Let's play a song from our favorite band, Stephen and the Hawkings, titled You Can Take It All. Unused subtitle, You Greedy, Greedy Whore.
I thought the subtitle was because I wasn't using it anyway.
That's why I said unused subtitle, as in we're not using that.
Am I playing it yet?
I don't know. Are you?
Are we done?
Are you?
Are we all done here?
Are we?
Okay.
Play it. Spin that shit.
Wow.
All right, and we're back from the break. I hope you enjoyed that song. But right now, I think it's time for BGN at the Movies, and I think there's some music involved. And it's BGN at the Movies, and Colin, where are you?
Yeah, it's BGN at the Movies.
It's Hollywood music! Yeah!
Don't you mean movies, Sean? Music's his thing.
Oh. Well, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Anyway, well, after the summer series at Harry Grove Stadium, the movie series brought to you by our fine friends at Flying Dog has finally come home to the Weinberg Center for the Performing Arts. And, of course, they had to start this year's, this new set off with the doozy, one of my favorite movies. Justin, I think you'll go with me on this.
I will.
Yes.
I will, in fact, I'm prepared.
Because it's Back to the Future.
Great Scott!
Look at that. Dork's wearing a life preserver.
Thinks he's going to drown. Yeah.
Now cue 20 minutes of us just quoting him.
No, I don't think we're going to torture the fans that badly.
It'd be fun, though.
It would, but let's be honest. I spent how much of that movie quoting lines from it?
Yeah.
All of it?
Not all of it, but I will say this much. This is like the first time I've ever been to a theater since Charlie and the Chocolate Factory last year. No, at the beginning of this year, where I kind of felt bad after, you know, saying something in the theater. Because when Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I mean, not Charlie, and the, when Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was playing in the theater.
That other title, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that one doesn't exist. That's the book, not the movie. Yes.
Right.
Well, the problem is, during
Colin, your audio is chopped out for some reason. I don't know why. I didn't do anything.
That better?
There we go.
There we go.
There
I'm
go.
Sorry.
Let me turn it down. Ooh, wow. Game.
Sorry about that.
All right, that's good.
It's hot mic. Real hot mic.
It's real hot.
Yeah. Well, let me explain again. During the movie series at the beginning of the year, we went and saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Unfortunately, there was a scene in this film where I did not take kindly to the actor's decision. The kid actor just basically ripped open the chocolate bar and was screaming that he won to make his relatives believe him. And then he just turned around and he's like, "Fooled you."
Fooled you, didn't I?
Yeah, and just in the middle of the theater, like, there had to be at least 150 people there. I was like, "Dick." Because I was like, that's a little... I was like, what a bastard move to make.
We all had a good laugh.
Yeah.
Well, you remember how angry I got at Time Bandits.
Yeah, I remember.
The whole episode about that.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Like, I mean, that in itself was... Okay, that was a dick move, but honestly, he redeemed himself by the end of the film, so it wasn't too bad an issue. This time, I just made a comment that I just felt bad about after leaving the theater.
Oh, I know the one you're going to say.
Yeah. Anybody remember
right at the beginning?
Yeah, anybody remember the beginning of Back to the Future where Michael J. Fox hooks up to that giant amplifier and then blows it out by, and he gets flung into his bookcase?
Oh, this joke.
Yeah. For some reason I saw it and I looked over at Sean and I was like, "Huh. So that's how it started."
And I looked at it and I'm like, "Why would he say?" I'm like, "Oh."
No, I remember Sean looks at me like, "What are you talking about?" So I start doing a little jitter. And he's like, why would you do that?
I was bawling, though. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. Then he turned to Justin, and Justin starts cracking up.
We're all bad people.
Yeah,
we're
a little bit.
Horrible, horrible people.
As much as that joke was made at the expense of Michael J. Fox, he's still one of my favorite
Highlight
actors.
Of the night, getting actually to sit in a DeLorean.
Yes. That was so great.
We got to sit in a DeLorean.
We got to sit in a DeLorean and get our pictures taken. Yeah. Oh, so good.
And it felt really nice. Uh-huh. I could drive stick. You know, even though I can't drive stick, I can only do it in emergencies. But if someone gave me a car, I wouldn't turn it down.
Yeah.
When somebody knows that.
Is that something you can scratch off your bucket list?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to sit in a cockpit of a DeLorean, and now I have.
Yeah.
I just have to drive one.
I don't want to spend $50,000 to get a brand new one.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I didn't say own one. I just said drive one.
Yeah, but well, see, that's the thing. The new ones are made to order, so you have to order it.
They have new ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Uh huh.
I'm just saying, take someone else's. Try to be subtle about it. Just go out, steal.
Go out and steal. Well, someone's
fucking DeLorean. Boosting car- we're boosting estab- cars.
We've already established you're a bad person. So.
I don't think. I don't think I could actually pull off Grand Theft Auto. To be honest,
really, right. Years of Catholic guilt has had no effect on you whatsoever.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, Catholic guilt, because that exists.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
Anyway. But yes, I mean, always, as usual, the people at the Weinberg are fantastic, and the people at Flying Dog know how to pick good movies. I mean, Back to the Future is, quite frankly, in my top five favorite films list.
I support that decision.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've looked at the list for this upcoming series. A lot of my top 10 favorite films are on this list. My number one favorite, they're playing in March.
Dr. Strangelove?
Yeah. Love that movie.
That movie's awesome.
Next month is also exciting. Next month, they're playing, on Halloween night, they're playing Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Someone else?
Someone else.
I'm busy.
December, they're playing Rocky. In January, they're playing Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian's excited about that one.
That's actually one I haven't seen.
Yeah,
so
no.
I'm excited.
I think the series ends in June with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Don't smirk. I love that movie. It's a great movie.
As someone said, like, I got to the party totally late because they're like, Sundance. Is that because, you know, after I watched the movie, it was like, they have the Sundance Film Festival. Is that where it came from? You know, the Sundance Kid. And everyone just looks at me like, weird. Yeah, yep. That's exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, you moron. Yes.
Precisely.
I was like, I guess that's that.
Oh, I'm not in the know.
I can't learn things anymore without being shamed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Back to the Future is great.
Yes.
But Michael Back J. to the Future was really good, though.
Treasure, and he's not even from this country.
Nope, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd.
I did have the opportunity to read his book. While sitting on your toilet.
Oh, yeah,
see,
me too.
I have a library here at Castwave Studios.
Castwave Studios Library.
The Castwave Studios Library is actually in the Castwave Studios restroom. Yeah. Which,
right above
the
Castwave Studios toilet.
Right above the Castwave Studios toilet.
It's all official,
with on the toilet, on the lid, it says, it has a picture of Admiral Apgar, and it says it's a crap. So...
really riveting stuff. I know.
It is. It is a classy bathroom.
It is a class act.
You just wish you could sit on that throne.
Indeed.
And read the many a novel that's there.
If you ever come to the Castaway Studios headquarters, just rest easy knowing that if you go into our bathroom, you'll be endlessly entertained.
Indeed.
In more ways than one. Woo!
Wow. That just took an odd turn. Anyway. But yes, so the folks at the Weinberg, as I've said before, are great. Flying Dog, phenomenal sponsors,
and
great,
phenomenal beer,
and phenomenal beer. Good
beer.
Beer
was amazing.
Oh my god, the
Dog of Oktoberfest, really good.
Yeah,
really amazing.
Is that a new one? Because I had not tried that before.
It was, I think it's rather recent. Yes. Very good. We should review it on One Drunk Geek sometime. So,
I think Brian's upset because he had no idea Oktoberfest.
I'm a co-host to Brian at One Drink Geek, which is a video review show. So
available.
Yeah, I'm nodding to him now. Yeah, we're gonna do it. So he's getting, you know, he's getting like a little girl.
I think he just figured out what you guys are doing next week.
All right, what are we doing?
You're gonna probably drink that after he stops masturbating. Stop that.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Two-handed, no less.
Brian is masturbating in the room. All right, we're not talking about movies anymore. I'm going to cut the music. Yeah.
Do that at home.
I was about to say, do that in the Castwave Studios bathroom. Like, do not do that.
Just do it in the Castwave Studios bathroom.
No, don't do that. I shit in there.
This is getting way off the rails.
Anyway, I'm sorry. So, here's the thing. We can't review Back to the Future. Who hasn't seen Back
to
the Future?
It's an awesome movie. There's nothing to review. It's awesome.
Yes, I know. I think we're more reviewing the experience at the Weinberg, which I will admit, it's a fun time. It's like $5 if you're a student, $7 if you're not.
Yeah, we're doing
beers
this.
Are like, what, $3? $3 a piece for a couple of beers.
For a delicious, frosty Flying Dog brew.
And so here's the thing. The Weinberg, the Weinberg doesn't even, you don't even have to have the flying, I mean, we would highly suggest you get the Flying Dog. But the Weinberg serves alcohol of all varieties, and sodas and water if you're not into drinking.
Yeah, or you're, I mean, if you don't get the Flying Dog, you're probably some kind of asshole, but...
It's possible.
I don't know you personally.
Yeah, we don't know personally, so... But I will say this much, two bright moments for me. Let's see, one was I bought a ticket for a mutual friend of ours. Well, originally I bought it for you, but you got there too soon, and then... One of your friends was supposedly coming, but they ended up not showing up.
Yes, trivial details of our personal lives, which are irrelevant.
Yes. But then, so I was just like, well, it says on the ticket, no refund. So I was like, well, I can't get my money back. So I just walk in line, and literally there's a couple like standing right behind me. So I turn around, I'm like, hey, are you guys going to see this movie? And they're like, yeah. I was like, here's a free ticket. They're like, what? What? I'm like, yeah, here. Take it. You can have it.
Well, like, I think your good deed paid off for you because
yes,
the other
they came in and they handed me a bottle of beer and they were like, here, we want you to have this. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a really nice thing to.
Well, I was gonna say it also paid off for you karmically because then what I assume is your other shining moment.
Yes.
Which is
after the show, Sean and Justin were heading out and. I saw that they have these posters and they're so cool.
Yes, we had not mentioned that yet, but for every movie they have a custom designed poster.
It's similar to the ones if you've ever seen the posters that the Alamo Drafthouse does up
mm-hmm.
for whenever they do a movie showcase. Well, Flying Dog has one of their artists do something similar, and it really and this being one of my favorite films, it is in my top five. It's like literally one or two. It's two or three, depending on, you know, how many times I've seen it that particular month.
Yes.
Well, so we get to the end of the night. They're leaving, and I see that the five posters they normally have, they give away in a contest. None of us got one, which we were like, okay, we kind of figured that. But I walked outside, and I saw that the poster that they had out in front hadn't been taken yet. So I was like, well, no one's taken it. So I was looking around for Ben Weiser, the guy who the Flying Dog guy who's liaison with the Weinberg Center. He's the one who throws this series.
Who also often will dress up in costumes.
Yeah, he dresses Doc Brown this time. I wonder if he's going to dress up with a proton pack and everything.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. Well, he wasn't around, and so I found one of the Weinberg higher ups, the guy who comped us the tickets when we went to see Colin Mochrie and Brad Sherwood. Well, I asked him, "Hey, has anybody claimed this poster yet?" I was gonna ask the guy from Flying Dog, but he's gone. He's like, "Oh, well, I can just make a decision. You can have it." I'm like, "Thank you."
And just once again, lesson that never know what you can get by just asking.
Indeed.
If you want something in life, just ask for it.
Yeah. Worst case scenario is what they say no. Oh, well.
Sometimes you even get it.
Huh.
So.
We lucked out in that case.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us.
Wait. But plugs, Justin.
All right. But plugs.
Butt plugs?
Butt plugs. No. Oh, plugs. Right. Okay. You're throwing me there with your...
Yeah. There we go. There's that wonderful sound effect. Of the plugs. But plugs.
No, just say plugs, Danny.
This is the part of the show where we tell you things that you need to know about. Be sure to check out castwavestudios.com where you can find more content from your beloved friends. That's us.
And, well, don't also forget...
Twitter.
Yes. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter. We're at BGN Podcasts.
Don't forget the S.
And don't forget to give us the thumbs on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/BGN Podcast and like us at facebook.com/CastWaveStudios.
Yeah.
Until next time, I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And we are boldly going nowhere.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a CastWave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit CastWaveStudios.com.